Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, this is kind of a big deal. Astronomers were able to witness the collision of two old ex-stars.
You wrecked them.
The burned-out remains of once massive stars, which have since pooped out. They are incredibly dense when they crash into one another. It's an incredible release of energy and matter. The data revealed that gold is a likely byproduct of the collision.
So we talked to Scott Kelly yesterday, the astronaut who spent, that's a record-breaking of being in space, and just played during the appetizer. It was fun. And for all you flat earthers, we have a guy that will tell you it's not, a guy named Scott Kelly,
who saw
the Earth from space.
He's seen it.
And he said, no, it's pretty round. So Kyrie Irving, although I'm rooting for you now, Scott Kelly says it's round.
Yeah, so and who's paying him to say that?
If we ever get a flat earther on the air, we're going to play that clip from Scott Kelly. Yeah.
Puss makes an excellent point.
Who's paying Scott Kelly?
Yeah.
You seen it with your own eyes?
Right. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
But have you?
Yeah, but how do you know they didn't just take pictures and make pictures of the round earth and tape them to the outside of the windows of the space station?
The whole time. With masking tapes taped out there.
Blue painter's tape.
It's that Gorilla tape. That stuff will hold everything.
Yeah. Check it out on the podcast. Gorilla tape does kick ass. I do want to try the that tape that the guy saws his boat in half.
Oh, the flex tape.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then tapes it together and cruises around with his engine.
Yeah.
Would that work? Absolutely.
I think it might not leak, but I think that boat's going to just rip in half.
I don't like its longevity. I'm guessing.
Either.
It wouldn't be a very
just
long trip.
A perfectly good boat in half. Yeah.
That's the stuff they put in the gutters, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've cleaned my gutters. Right. I've seen the inside. My gutters aren't that clean. Nothing's going to stick to inside my gutters to seal them up.
Right.
Flex tape wheel.
Yeah, well.
But if my gutters are that clean, that means they're brand new and not going to leak.
Let's saw my boat in half. Tape that bear back up.
Tape it back up.
Well, you got to put the screen bottom boat out there.
And then he's cruising with the engine, and he goes, what's his yell? Whoopee-doo! He yells whoopee-doo or something stupid.
I would use it for my
remote. So I bought some.
I would use it for my remote.
Oh, yeah.
For my remote to hold the batteries. I would use it.
I got one of those.
Make sure my batteries never come out.
I got one of those too.
$24 tape.
They would sell more. They would sell more if they just advertised that. You hate when your batteries fly out, you lose your thing.
Yeah, you just got it.
You know, that happens. I don't usually slice my boat in half.
No.
I don't ever do that. No. I don't have a boat.
Have you seen the one commercial where they've got the really wide rolls of flex tape?
Yeah, that's like, it.
Hey,
the wide row is the one that is on the boat.
In that same commercial, they're like, hey, if a branch falls through your roof, just stick this stuff down. Don't call a roofer. Just get some flex tape.
Tape it up.
If there's a hole in my roof, I'm going to call a roofer.
Damn.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It would help Roger's collarbone.
But you're right. I did buy some.
Put some flex tape on that.
Hey, you know what works really good in that instance? Costs like $10 less. Duct tape.
Yeah, it does. And it's colorful.
Yeah, and you can fix your boat with
exactly.
it, too.
Yes,
you can. I'm trying.
It might take more, but yeah.
I'm trying. And it comes in like NFL
how
team
we got
colors.
Into that. How we, taping the outside of the windows. That's
yeah, I mean, you
that.
Can make like a Bronco boat.
I have the entire family of Flex Seal products at home.
I bet you do.
The whole family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He needs a lot of stuff. He's taping up.
Yeah.
He's taping up everything.
Mouths. Just got a weird basement.
Well, you got to.
Hey, you didn't complain.
No, I didn't. No,
because your mouth was taped.
No, I didn't.
Got a weird basement.
I'll tell you, his mouth shouldn't be taped. Nick Allen, by the way. Get your tongue ready, buddy.
That's right.
The Chiefs lost.
His Chiefs lost.
Hydrate, Nick. Yeah. Hydrate on the way.
Tough weekend for him.
Mm-hmm. I think he's given up on the Huskers. Nick has.
Still tough, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Why would you give up on them?
Because they're 3-4, and his Chiefs are 5-1, so you go with your Chiefs.
And you already have all the red. You might as well just...
Exactly.
Another study shows higher coffee consumption is associated with lower risk of death.
I like that, man. You know what I like about that? For years and years, I keep hearing say, I'm trying to give up coffee. It's bad for you. Why? Well, no, it's not. You've done a ton of stories. Now, I don't drink coffee all day like some people do. I'm sure that's not that great. Mm. But coffee is good.
Coffee all morning's fine.
Yeah.
I got 3 cups in front of me. I literally do.
You do.
I literally have three cups.
You really don't like the coffee we have
it's
here, do
awful.
You?
No, it's
awful.
It's terrible. Yeah, yeah.
It truly is.
It's bad. I make a cup at home, and I drink it on the way here. And then I have to mix it. Oh, it's horrible, right?
Maybe you wouldn't realize how bad this was if you didn't get a decent cup of coffee.
Oh,
first
I
thing.
Do. My second cup of coffee sucks.
Yeah,
that's my strategy. I don't drink any from home, so I just have this here.
Yeah.
I don't spoil myself.
But we found out it's good. All right,
I'm moist. Yeah.
Oh, yes, you are.
I like to use my own coffee, my own pen ink, my own printer ink, and my own paper.
There you go.
Good.
Yes.
There you go.
Good. Good. Good.
It's better that way.
So Spanish researchers studied food questionnaires of more than 19,000 people with an average age of 37 and followed them around for 10 years. Results show that people who drank at least 4 cups of coffee every day had a 64% lower risk of death than those who never drank coffee.
Take that, Dr. Mina. Always raining in our parade.
I don't think she did on this
one. She might not, but she'll try to find something.
She will.
She's ranging that alcohol parade every damn day.
She's a no coffee liker anyway, yeah. I think.
I don't know if she drinks or
she's
not.
She's a doctor. How does she not drink coffee?
I don't know.
And she has young kids. I mean,
mm-hmm.
She has to drink coffee.
And you got to look at 40 asses a day.
Oof.
From up and up inside that, man. You got to be awake.
Ooh, man. You got
Really?
No, actually.
You got to be awake.
Overall, 25% lower risk of death for every 2 additional cups of coffee every day.
Yes.
The greatest benefit for people 45 and older.
Yep, eventually then.
Eventually. Well, I mean, right now it's still okay.
Still okay, right.
Still okay, but it'll get better.
It will.
It will get much better.
Going to be here forever.
One of Elvis's guns is up for sale.
The one he shot the TV?
Well, he shot a lot of guns and a lot of TVs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This is his .38 caliber Smith & Wesson Chief Special Revolver. $95,000, they say it is going with.
I shouldn't say shoot your TV. The Huskers are 3-4 right now. That could be a problem.
TVs
right now.
Are cheap right now.
They are. They're a lot cheaper than what Elvis had.
Fire
them.
Away.
Right.
Yeah, this pistol is engraved with the Elvis TCB lightning bolt logo. You know, take care of business in a flash.
Cub fans, don't shoot your TV.
He bought 6 of these guns on the same day. This is one of them.
All right. Elvis fans will love that.
They will.
They go for that stuff, man.
And yes, it probably is one of the guns he would use to shoot out TVs. Now, that's rich. That's what for me, that is one of the signs of being rich.
Especially back then.
When you can shoot out the TV and have somebody bring you another one in from the next room.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, they were consoles. They were about 8,000 pounds back in the day.
Yes.
With a stereo in them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just
two people
them.
To move them.
And
in.
A liquor cabinet. And
it did. Rose up the side, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're right. They are cheap.
Don't shoot that, Elvis. You don't need that.
No.
Yeah. Sad news for President Trump.
Yeah, every day.
He is slipping on the Forbes list of the wealthiest Americans.
Yeah, he fell a bunch.
He dropped 92 spots.
It's because he's busy.
He's working, Craig.
He ain't liking that. He might not come out and say it, but he ain't liking that.
Well, he doesn't have to like it. It's not an issue because I can only assume, I don't know this for sure, but I can only assume that this is fake news.
Mm. Oh, that's a good point. Did you hear the line? I think we were on vacation. We were missing for a couple of days. He sleazed on Brooke Shields in the late 90s.
In the late 90s?
Yeah, late 90s. He sleazed on Brooke Shields.
Okay. She was old enough then, right?
Yeah. She's 50, isn't she? I think
something.
50, yeah, so she'd have been in her late 30s.
Yeah, she was fine then.
And he was younger, too, for that matter. But his opening line was, hey, you're the most famous person in Hollywood, and I'm the richest man in the world. We should date.
Oh.
And she goes,
and she didn't just turn to putty from that?
Well, she said, I have a boyfriend, and I'm sure she, and then I think she read that she was creeped out by him.
I would imagine so.
But mainly she said she's seeing somebody, and you're not the richest man in the world.
Late 90s, she was banging Andre Agassi.
I'm not exactly sure when she was with him, but.
No, I'm looking at it. It says they were together 97 to 99.
Yeah, it might have been Agassi, right?
Yeah. And she's 52.
Trump's like, come with me. We're going to take over the NFL.
There you go.
Come here, girl.
We're going to go to Puerto Rico. But that's creepy, man.
I loved you in Blue Lagoon,
yeah.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. Too far.
I did like her in that, but I was younger enough to like her in that. I wasn't a perv when that movie came out.
Everybody else was.
Yeah. What movie? That 81, right?
80.
Yeah, see, I could. That movie was hot.
And she was born in 65.
Yes.
Do the math.
Yes.
That was a different time.
Yeah. Thanks,
Harvey. I was young at one point. In 1980, I was young. And Brooke Shields and Blue Lagoon gave me a chubber.
Oh, man.
I had a huge chubber. Well,
man.
A chubber.
Well,
a chubber.
Yeah. As big as you knew at that point, right? Fluff
huge
free.
To you.
You had a stubber.
Huge to me. Is that like saying that's a good point or just a point?
Right.
I had a huge jubber. Well, I had a jubber. Got it. Yeah. I gotta remember that.
No, because at least that one was huge to you.
It was.
At Cosmo, they've got an art. Let's change the subject entirely. Yeah. Let's talk about masturbation.
Good. Yeah, all right.
Three things I masturbate with.
We can talk about however many you
one
want.
One thing I masturbate with is masturbation.
I won't put too much thought into that.
No.
But this is sort of about masturbation, but this is sort of about the stupidity of some articles and how apparently you just have to crank something out to put so that,
for lack of a better word,
yeah,
crank something.
So that you can get paid for writing, so that you can say, yes, I wrote something.
Okay.
I need to get paid.
Real quickly, what I tweeted last night. Maxim.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I had to tell these guys when I texted them last night. Maxim found out that Larry the Cable Guy doesn't talk like Larry the Cable Guy off the stage.
Yeah. Apparently, he trumps up that Southern
accent.
Don't
say Trump. You can't. He ruined that word, didn't he?
A little bit.
Yeah. And I responded to Maxim.
You know his name's actually Dan Whitey?
Well,
yeah.
Dan Whitey.
Hang on here. It's Life is One Big Lie is the name of the article. And like Todd said, it's five paragraphs and small paragraphs.
Uh-huh.
I said, holy yes, Dan doesn't speak like Larry the Cable Guy off stage. Who knew? Everyone in our audience. Thanks for breaking the news, Maxim. So it's one of those, somebody got paid to write a little blurb like that.
We have audio of him talking, of Cable Guy talking about this.
Yeah, because
Craig, is the future of journalism. We can watch stuff, but we can't read more than five paragraphs anymore. Our attention span is that short.
Well, once again, it's not even about the paragraphs. It was, what a stupid article. That they broke. Yes. They broke that Larry the Cable Guy is a guy named Dan who speaks and says "dude" more than "Gator Dunn." I mean, Larry. Dan's a friend, so we all know Dan, and he just talks like us. Maybe a little more Southern, only because of the show.
Well, he says he talks like the people he hangs out with. He says when he goes to Wisconsin.
Right. It's dude.
He talks like, he ends up talking like the Wisconsinites.
And he's with us. He says dude and just regular stuff, you know. You'll hear him on our show. He doesn't do the neck thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we've got the, 35 seconds.
Let me hear Dan.
The cable guy character he developed while he was on the radio in Orlando.
Yeah. Everybody knows
that. That's where he picked that up. But the next thing you know. That guy's going to write an article about how Charlie Hunnam really isn't a motorcycle gang guy.
Oh, that's right.
And he doesn't live in charming California because that town really doesn't exist.
Let's hear it.
And guess what? He has an Australian accent.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't have a California accent.
He's British.
What a lie.
Oh, British
Hunnam's
accent.
British, right?
Yeah.
Or Irish.
Yeah.
He might be Irish.
But,
the whole world.
Says that.
Potato.
The whole world is a liar.
He says potato.
Here's Cable Guy or Dan Whitney talking about being what he calls a linguist chameleon.
I'm like I'm a linguist chameleon. I mean, I'll go to Wisconsin and I'll hang out with my cousin. Next thing you know, 2 days later, you know, I'm talking like I'm from, you know, Sorona, Wisconsin, because all my cousins talk like that. Hey, let's go to La Crosse. You know, I just pick stuff up. So I picked it up. I picked it up in Georgia when I went to college. I'm able to talk like that. I can turn it on and turn it off anytime I want. You know, I hang out with my buddies. This, if my viewer, my buddy Brad right now, he talks like this 24 hours a day. I would be talking to Brad like that. Neither one of us would think anything different about it. That's just how we do it.
Yeah. So he's not blowing it.
I really don't think that was Larry the Cable Guy.
No.
That did not sound like him at all.
Donnie. That was Dan Whitey.
Yeah, it was Dan Whitey.
Well, don't you remember years ago, there was outrage because there was a YouTube video of Dan Whitney doing his act. And it was kind of rapid fire back then. It was nothing like the Larry the Cable Guy act. And people were upset.
No, he had a mullet and everything, right?
That they'd been duped.
Yeah.
This guy is this guy?
I think we're pronouncing his name wrong. Gary, we're friends with Larry the Cable Guy even before he was famous.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, you were on the roast there. Did you enjoy ripping everybody? Do you care if people rip on you? Because they did a lot on that particular roast.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. That's show business and entertainment.
Yeah.
My favorite line to Larry was the only way to get his DVDs off the shelf is when a tornado hits a Walmart.
That was a great line.
Did you write that yourself?
That was great, yeah. And Larry's great. Dan White is his name.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah. But Gary Busey is a mental chameleon.
That's right.
Dan White is his name.
Yeah. You can't expect Gary to get all the details.
No, I just look at it. I love that conversation. I love it. Yeah, so there, that's a surprise. Larry doesn't speak like a neck all the time.
But that's the future of investigative journalism.
But I think he should do Larry the Wisconsin guy. Do that bit. That sounded funny to me.
Man, he did fall right into that.
He did.
Too.
He did, man.
Larry the Packer guy.
Yeah. Almost smell the blackberry brandy.
Yeah.
Holy balls. Holy balls, Brad. Packers are going to suck this year. We can only hope.
Yeah.
We don't need to hope that. So the point of the conversation.
Jets are going to suck. Actually,
we don't need to hope that.
Yeah, we know.
We do.
The point of the conversation.
Oh, yeah, what was it now?
Was that apparently Frank Cabola, Frank Cabola at Cosmopolitan.
Okay, got it.
Apparently just needed to write some words down
so that
he could get paid for writing an article.
Got it.
And so the article that he wrote was 9 masturbation secrets guys will never tell you.
I'll tell you.
Exactly. That's the point.
It's so stupid. We talk about it all the time. Every guy talks about it all the time. And we talk about it on the radio. And there's a good chance one of our significant others might be listening, and I guess that's what happens. I just don't go in the room.
Guys, they have no shame or any secrets about that subject.
No.
Well, apparently Frank thinks guys do.
Oh, yeah, well, he
does. And maybe some do at some point.
Not me.
Well, you have the list in front of you.
I do.
Any secrets to you?
How many masturbation conversations you have with your buddies? And the older you get,
well, this may be with women. Okay. Because it is a cosmopolitan.
Yeah, but
I just don't think the subject is complicated enough to have nine secrets.
It's not. Let's hear the secrets.
All right.
Let's hear the secrets.
What it was you last masturbated to?
Well, it's a variety of things,
porn.
Usually.
Okay, no.
You mean where your mind is?
No. The last thing you masturbated to.
Boobs.
Period.
Amateur.
Okay.
Amateur threesome.
See, I don't want to know.
Well, it was during the break. You were here. You were here. It was during the break.
Well, avert your eyes then, Craig.
I'm sharing.
Now, are they asking men and women?
No. Okay. This is just guys. He says secrets that guys will not tell women. Right. Masturbation secrets guys will not tell women.
I think we tell the guys that don't tell women. That's why we were listening. A lot of women listen to the show because they hear stuff because their guys won't talk about it in front of them.
We will tell you. So maybe this is about them.
That's right. So we're helping them too. We're like that version of Cosmo.
It has to be at least 70% porn.
Okay. How they masturbated?
With their hand.
Well, they say that may be the most common way, but guys have tried lots of other weird ways too. Frank suggests couch cushions may have been involved.
There's a video of a kid. What movie were we watching? Oh, it was a Ray Donovan from last year. Puss said they walked in on the son. He's humping his mattress. I think he shoved something in there too.
Okay.
But I've never done that, you know. Old fashioned.
Not yet.
Still time.
Thank you, Gino.
Still time.
Frank says that guys won't tell their significant others how often they masturbate.
There's not enough time. I got to masturbate. I don't have time to tell her.
Often enough.
You know what? They never ask.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
You keep a pegboard in the kitchen.
Don't say peg.
Right. That's right.
Or if you do say it, mean it.
Yes.
Is there a number of how many guys use a device?
Huh?
Is there a number?
Yeah.
Of a device?
Yeah. Because that personally,
like an odd, oh, yeah.
I personally never used a device.
There's a number.
Some cleanup thing? No, I don't want to do that.
There's a number. I don't know what it is. But there certainly is one.
There's a device?
Yes. There's lots of them, Gene Howard.
All right. What's another secret?
How they cleaned up. Apparently he's afraid you might love him less if you knew the truth.
It was in Afghan for years when I was in high school.
Are we getting into too much information territory here?
For us to talk? Oh, you mean, because of the law?
Because of that rule.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
These are just secrets that we don't have to discuss the details of.
Some we should probably throw online. Yeah.
It's a break anyway. Yeah. Because what? It's time to masturbate.
Apparently, they won't. Guys don't necessarily talk about their porn browsing habits.
You think that I'm going to masturbate after this? You're right.
I like posting this sort of stuff up on Facebook because nobody seems to comment on it.
No, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.